It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome to Sunday Morning Magazine. This morning, it's our fifth annual Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, recommended summer reading list show. We've spent months reviewing hundreds of books and put together a list of what we believe are some of the best books for children this summer in three categories: picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels. Not only do we have the best books, but we have interviews with some of the most acclaimed children's authors who have penned some of the most talked about books this year, including Good Morning America's Ginger Z. She joins us to talk about her new book, having recently returned to work after maternity leave. Find out her secret to balancing family and work. Then New York Times bestselling author Nick Stone ripped from today's headlines her stunning debut, Dear Martin, examines race relations here in America. She joins us later in the show. Plus, her books bring an empowering message to girls struggling with body image issues. Multi-award-winning author Julie Murphy talks about her newly released companion book to our New York Times bestseller, Dumplin'. Find out which music legend has penned original songs for the film adaptation of her most beloved novel. For a complete list of all the books that we selected for our Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear recommended summer reading list, you can go to our Facebook page, like us there on Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. We begin this morning in our picture book category. During the Boston Marathon in 2013, two bombs exploded, killing three and injuring 264. Among the injured, husband and wife Patrick Downs and Jessica Kinski. Jessica lost both her legs, and Patrick lost his left leg in the bombing. Both Jessica and Patrick joined me over the phone this morning to talk about their latest book, Rescue and Jessica, A Life-Changing Friendship, which, of course, is one of the books selected in our picture book category this morning. It's our pleasure to welcome Jessica and Patrick to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Hi.
Ready to rock.
Oh, let it rock. I like that. All right.
Yeah.
First of all, now, we know that you two were injured in Boston, the Boston Marathon in April 2013. What I really want to know today is, 5 years later, how are you two doing?
We're doing pretty well. We have been working our tails off the last 5 years to get stronger, both physically and psychologically. A big piece of those 5 years, we lived at Walter Reed, the National Military Medical Center just outside of Washington, D.C., that cares for our wounded, worked day in and day out to get stronger, to learn how to use our prosthetics and learn how to navigate the world.
Now, Jessica, what made you want to write this book and open up and decide to write about this very difficult time? Was this a difficult decision for you?
No, really, that happened very organically. Patrick and I, you know, were out in public very early on after we were hurt. And in the early days, we didn't even have prosthetic legs. So we were using crutches and wheelchairs to get around. And we got a lot of attention from kids of all ages because they were seeing some things they'd never seen before, different equipment, missing limbs. Later on, when rescue became part of our family, they were seeing a dog in a red cape in a grocery store or a mall, a place they didn't normally see a dog. And then metal prosthetic legs. And so we were literally, kids would walk into walls. They were staring so hard. And Patrick and I realized, you know, it was just their pure curiosity. And when we engaged and had conversations with them, they had such thoughtful questions. They wanted to learn about it. And we felt like one by one, we were making more compassionate, inclusive adults that would be, or children that would grow to be compassionate and inclusive adults. And so we thought, we got to do this on a bigger scale. And this book was kind of our answer to that question.
So I'll ask both of you this now. Was it therapeutic to put this book together?
Absolutely. We wrote a lot of the book while we were going through really difficult times, a lot of surgical decisions for Jessica. It was therapeutic because it challenged us to think through the lens of a child, to really pick out the important points of our story, to acknowledge the sadness that had happened, but also acknowledge the teamwork, the love, the support that we've received. And then it's just been so much fun to read it to kids, to see where their minds go, to see all the things they observe. For us, that just brings us so much life.
such a challenging time, as Patrick said. A lot of surgeries, and I really struggled with a lot of depression and anxiety. And this project really forced us to think critically, to use our creativity. I'm a nurse, and Patrick is a psychologist, so I think our professions played a role, too, in how we were going to have this discussion with children. And then it just kept getting more and more fun. We paired with a great illustrator. We landed at a wonderful publishing company. And as we got to put the book tour together and the book together, and now we're traveling and visiting schools and bookstores and children's hospitals all over the country. And again, it's continued to be a really thoughtful, exciting project for us to work on from start to finish.
All right. Now you have this dog. His name is Rescue. Is that right, Jessica?
Yep. He's named after a firefighter.
So okay.
That's where he got his name. Mm-hmm.
So give us some examples of some of the things that Rescue helps you out with on a daily basis.
Sure. So Rescue is trained to hit elevator buttons, handicap, automatic door buttons. He can do it with his nose or his paw. He can pick things up off the floor. He can find my cell phone in an emergency.
Wow.
He can stand and brace if I fall. He barks on command, so our neighbors know to please check on me if you hear Rescue barking. Mm-hmm. And those are all the things he was trained to do. But he also, just by being by my side, picking up on my mood, snuggling with me, he's calming, he's loving, he's non-judgmental. So he's helped me emotionally in ways that I've really needed, and I didn't expect him to. So he helped with my anxiety. He helped me sleep through the night for the first time after the bombing. He gave me something to focus on, to take care of. So he's helped in ways that were kind of unintended ways, just added benefits.
And in case you're just tuning in, it's our fifth annual Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, recommended summer reading list. It's our pick of the best books this year for summer reading in three categories: children's books, middle school reads, and young adult novels. For more information or a complete list of all the books that we selected for our recommended summer reading list, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. Join the conversation there. On the phone with me now is Jessica Kinski. We're also speaking to Patrick Downs. They were both injured during the Boston Marathon bombing. They have written a children's book. The title of the book is Rescue and Jessica, A Life-Changing Friendship. Tell us about the book.
It starts off with Rescue, who is training to be a seeing eye dog, but is told that he has more of the skill set to be a service dog, and he's anxious about what his future is going to be like. Jessica, we find in a hospital bed, being told that her left leg is unhealthy and needs to be removed so she can be healthy again. So we start to see Rescue and Jessica on these parallel journeys, but not having met each other, but still being anxious about what their life is going to be like. And then they meet each other and they're paired with each other and they start to navigate the world. There are a lot of obstacles, but they overcome a lot of it together. And then Jessica's told that her right leg is also unhealthy and needs to be removed. And Rescue knows just what to do to help her. And he climbs up in bed with her the night after her surgery. And you can see the calm on her face that he delivers her. And then they start to navigate the world again. They start to learn how to do all sorts of things anew, but as a team. And you see not only the physical tasks that Rescue helps with, but the emotional support that Jess was just referencing, that she can go anywhere because he brings her so much comfort, so much confidence. And we think that kids really will pick up on that. They know what it's like to encounter obstacles. They know how hard they practice to learn new skills. They know what it's like to have a really special person in their corner cheering them on, whether it's a parent or a teacher or a sibling, and that we can overcome pretty much anything as long as we have a loyal companion by our side.
Okay. Now, what are you guys hoping this book will mean to children with disabilities? Because, you know, they'll pick up this book, they'll read this book. What are you hoping that young people will learn from this book, especially those with disabilities?
We're hoping that they get to see themselves represented in a children's book, which I think can be really powerful at a young age, and feel seen and feel heard and feel important. For children who don't have a disability or don't even know someone that does, we're introducing them to some new equipment, one kind of disability, and we're hoping to start to normalize some of these things and bring into question, yeah, how do people without, you know, limbs get around, take a shower? How do people in a wheelchair get into a restaurant when there's a flight of stairs? We're hoping that they really start to look at their world and their environment and be very inquisitive. And truthfully, we've been on tour for a couple of weeks, and Patrick and I have both been so impressed by how much kids are getting it and the questions they ask and the things they're concerned about. And it's really exciting to see them kind of take these ideas and run with them.
Okay. Now, amazingly so, I understand that the illustrator of the book, he was also in the Boston Marathon on that fateful day. Is that right?
Yes. Scott McGoon was on Boylston Street when the first bomb went off in front of him. And then the second bomb went off behind him. His family was also on Boylston Street, ready to celebrate with him as he finished. Thankfully, they were not physically injured, but there was a psychological toll. He has told us and told others that this has been really healing for him to find a way to use his incredible talents to bring to life this life-changing friendship. He just ran the marathon again for the first time since 2013, and he raised about $10,000 towards the organization that trained and gave us Rescue.
Wow.
So he's an incredible human being. He's also just a world-class artist.
Now, when everything happened, you guys were newlyweds yourself. How has this whole, everything that's happened to you, how has that made you guys stronger?
I think that we have the wisdom of a married couple that's been together much longer than we have. We've been married for 5 years now, but I think we have the wisdom of like a 30-year-old marriage.
All right.
That being said, I think we also have the wear and tear of a 30-year-old marriage. Patrick and I, we've been through a lot together. We also, because we were both hurt so similarly and we've needed such lengthy recoveries, we've spent an enormous amount of time together, way more than any married couple typically does. And then in addition to it, this project has us working together and touring together and doing speaking engagements together, where we used to have a more typical life of we went off to our own jobs and our own commitments, and then we'd see each other for dinner, watch Netflix, and go to bed like everyone else. So I think the amount of time we've spent together is just enormous, and I think it makes you stronger, and you know each other really well. The shiny newness wore off pretty quick. I needed help in the bathroom and in the shower and all these things that maybe a newly married couple wouldn't be exposing one another to.
Okay. All right. Well, we're running out of time this morning. If our listeners would like to get a copy of the book, Rescue and Jessica, A Life-Changing Friendship, how can they find out more about you two, and how can they find out more about the book?
You can follow Rescue on social media, at Rescue Boston. He's on Instagram. He's on Twitter. He's on YouTube. He's on Facebook. And we've got all kinds of great pictures and video about him there. And then links to buy the book can be found through there as well.
Well, thank you, too, for taking time to talk to us. I really do appreciate it. You guys have an amazing story. Thanks for all you're doing.
Thanks so much for helping us share it with everyone.
We've been speaking to husband and wife Jessica Kinski and Patrick Downs. Again, the title of their book is Rescue and Jessica, A Life-Changing Friendship. Again, it's one of the books that we selected for our Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear recommended summer reading list. It's our fifth annual show that we're doing this morning. If you would like more information or a complete list of all the books that we selected for our Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear recommended summer reading list in our picture book category or any of our other categories, you can go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Some of the other books that we selected in our picture book category include Crown by Derek Barnes, Forever or a Day by Sarah Jacoby, and How to Trick the Tooth Fairy by Aaron Daniel Russell.
Hi, you're listening to My Dad, Rodney Lear, on Sunday Morning Magazine. Like My Dad's show on Facebook at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. I don't hear you clicking.